Strong values and strong opinions. The Mike Broomhead Show. KTAR News, 92.3 FM and the KTAR News app.
Time to catch you up on those big headlines. Did you hear this?
Did you hear this? Broomhead's reaction to the hottest news stories.
Former ICE field director John Fabricatore joined Arizona's Morning News and talked about the major backlog of cases to appear in immigration court.
You know, in 2020, the average wait was 783 days before you got your immigration hearing. It's nearly doubled now. So yes, you are correct. You know, they're giving out notices to appear for immigration court that are 5 to 7 years, you know, in the future.
Is there a way to fix the backlog?
The only way to fix the backlog is if we hired more magistrates, we had more courts, and we've got to slow down the flow. Those two things together could fix this. It's just going to take a lot of time. We don't have enough people to adjudicate these cases, and we're not slowing down the flow. We're setting records for people coming in now in the hottest times of the year. It's only going to get worse when it cools off. So it's a two-tiered approach. One is you have to have more courts and more people adjudicating and deciding these cases, and you've got to stem the tide at the border. That way you can go, you know, lower the time that it takes to get this done, but it's going to take a lot of work, and unfortunately, it's not going to happen overnight.
Hunter Biden is suing two IRS whistleblower agents, saying that they violated Biden's privacy under tax laws.
The filing says over more than 20 interviews and public statements, the agents revealed details of Hunter Biden's dealings with the IRS that shouldn't have become public. Those allegations have since fueled the GOP's impeachment inquiry of the president.
Does Hunter Biden have a case?
I don't know if he does or he doesn't. We know that this happens all the time to public figures where stuff about their taxes comes out. I'm not calling it right or wrong, but I think he's got bigger fish to fry than worrying about people outing private information, like all those pictures and videos on his laptop. I think I'd be more worried about that than I would be about my tax status if I was Hunter Biden. You are listening to Did You Hear This? We do it every day at this time to catch you up on the big headlines.
Five Americans who were designated as wrongfully detained in Iran were freed and are heading back to the United States today as part of a wider deal that many are questioning.
As part of this deal, the U.S. is allowing Iran to have limited access to $6 billion in frozen oil revenue. Republicans have been very critical of this agreement, saying any money going back to Iran is dangerous.
Was this the right move to get Americans home?
No, never. It's never a good idea to negotiate with kidnappers and terrorists. It never is. And if you don't think that's what this is, I'm sorry, that's exactly what it is. It happened once during the Obama administration where they released funds going all the way back to the 1970s when the Shah was deposed. We were actually at one time allied with the Iranians. And so we did an arms deal where we were going to sell, I think it was $500 million in arms to the Iranian government. They sent us the money, and then the Shah was deposed and a new government came in that we didn't recognize. So we did not give them that money back because we didn't believe they were the rightful government and the rightful owners of that money, and we never gave them the weapons. Under the Obama administration, that plus interest was given back to the Iranian people in exchange. We don't have any better relationship now. We have no anticipation that we're going to have a better relationship with the Iranians. They are still working on nuclear weapons. They are still dealing in things trying to get rid of the U.S., and we should never negotiate with terrorists. I think this is a horrible idea, and it's something we should not ever get into.
Phoenix Fire Department Captain Scott Douglas talked with KTAR about its partnership with Interlingua to teach firefighters Spanish basics in hopes that it will help them while on the job.
When we're able to communicate with them, it expedites the treatment to those patients. It helps us understand better the medical history that they might be having. If there's people inside of a burning home, where they might be located.
How does this program help build relationships within the community?
I think it helps them do their jobs when time is of the essence, when you are talking about something that's on fire or a medical emergency, a language barrier can waste time. I think that the Phoenix Fire Department, realizing we have a huge Spanish-speaking population here, and even with older people who may have come here and they don't speak the language as well as others do, I'm not trying to stereotype, but older people that are not in the school system and immersed in English, then a lot of times they don't learn English. Also, when you get older, you're more prone to medical conditions. I think this is a good idea. I wish I was bilingual. I wish I had stuck with it and learned Spanish. It would be better for me in every aspect of my life. And that's in a non-emergency capacity. For people that deal with medical emergencies and fire emergencies, this only makes them better at their jobs. And I'm all for anything that makes them better at their jobs. Great job, Julia. That's the Monday edition. We will do it again tomorrow at 11:20.